Well, David Warlock, first of all, what is your definition of the Internet of Things?
So I look upon the Internet of Things as the creation of data from linked devices which themselves are attached to the Internet, just as people are attached to the Internet at present. Those linked devices, they may be communication devices, but more likely they will be static objects. You could walk around a museum in which every object had a tag, and everything you looked at could describe itself to you. That would be an Internet of Things application. The data which arose from that, which objects you chose to look at, which ones you didn't look at, itself becomes more data inside the Internet of Things. So data collection through object-based environments and the reuse of that in the whole cycle of communication in the Internet.
What is the point? What is the use of having an RFID tag, an identifier tag, on every single object?
Well, if you're selling those objects, the tag is of vital significance. It will tell you who selected what. It will tell you who used what. One of the key areas of interest to me in the Internet of Things is what it says about usage. Some of the key companies moving into the Internet of Things use it as an investigative market research tool, which actually provides the real answers, not the answers which customers thought they should give, to the real questions of what happened to purchases and what happened to usage environments and behaviours. And we are all about mapping behaviours when we tag these objects.
You mentioned a huge figure earlier, something like 21% of global profits. That's the prediction between now and 2020, and perhaps an underestimate. That seems enormous.
Yes, but it's not just derived from what happens when you tag objects. It's a figure which is derived from something else as well, which is the productivity gain which you achieve when you do that. So what we're really saying is that we're going to hugely improve the way in which business operates, as well as gains in knowledge, predictive behaviour, etc., etc.
Now, we're talking in Geneva, where there are many UN agencies, one of which is the International Telecommunications Union, which is right now bringing together representatives of governments around the world to try and bring about international standards, and the Internet of Things is really a really important part of that work they're doing now. What that means is interoperability, standards that work all around the world so that we can plug into different systems around the world and find out what objects all around the world are doing. At the moment, we're not there, are we? At the moment, there are still different standards that don't talk to each other, competing standards as well, companies trying to keep it, the information to themselves. It strikes me that we're still quite a long way off from a true Internet of Things, which is a level playing field for everyone.
We need standards. Standards have to percolate. They have to move up through corporate environments and slowly gain agreement. And companies that want to strike out on a line which they think will be individually advantageous but which won't work in a general standards direction have to come into line. Now, this is slowly happening. It's been gelling over the past 5 years. There are two major groupings now of corporate and national players coming together to create Internet of Things standards. Now, that is of profound significance, and I hope that that will soon now move towards global standards through ITU and other organizations. ISO, for example, will play a key role in this, as well as ITU. Now, what may militate against that would be if the Chinese e-commerce players, who are consolidating into some really big companies, many of whom are quoted on the stock markets of the Western world, if they feel it's not in their interest to join this, then we may have a halt or an interruption. But I believe that within the next few years we will see a consolidation of standards as well as a big consolidation of players.
In your view, how will society change as a result of this phenomenon?
I have a strong feeling that we will come to value personal interaction more and travel more rather than less. I firmly believe that the value which we add face-to-face is going to become a unique quality in a machine-to-machine world. We will set up electronic trust, we will set up electronic risk management, we will set up digital environments which map all the environments we have already. But in the world which is yet to come, we will want to add a spice, an extra value, which is about face-to-face.
When there's more automation, when machines are very, very efficient, very much more productive than we could ever be, what do we add?
Well, we are the thinking animal. And one of the responsibilities we have is, of course, to think out of the problems which we create by virtue of the civilizations which we develop. We have a fairly good track record over a rather short period of time in doing this. And every time we do it, we create fresh problems. Many of them are not problems which we can foretell, they're problems which derive from something which we did in our networking behavior, which created a knock-on effect. So I'm not sure that prediction is the art form we should be looking at. Analysis, I think, is what we should be looking for here. I do not believe that artificial intelligence and the things that it brings are anywhere near the risk that people imagine. I think for many people on the planet, what we're talking about spells liberation. Liberation from drudgery, liberation from demeaning work, liberation from inability to communicate or express what their society needs to have expressed. I am not blind to the problems of unemployment, the problems of skills, labor relations, which will arise from all of this. But we're a pretty good animal at sorting issues of that sort. We've met them before. They cause pain, but we get through. And I don't see any reason built into the Internet of Things why we don't get through the problems that arises from it and from the artificial intelligence revolution.